Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It is Zoe Moon, and this is the show covering the month of October for the astrological signs Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. For all other signs, your October monthly show can be found at healthylife.net/radioshow/archivezm.htm. And that link is in the description of this show, or you can find both links after this one today over at Zoe Moon Astrology on Facebook. So let's take a look at what is going to be happening for Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces in the month of October, starting with Capricorn. Capricorn, first of all, we're going to have a lot of energy very active in the sign Libra, which for your sign means there is going to be a lot more going on this month with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, or other key individuals about your career, involved in any big personal goals you may have, or tied to authority figures such as a boss, a parent, a judge, a director, teacher, mentor, or the like. And so this begins on the 4th of October through the 22nd when Mercury moves through this territory, opening up a lot more news, offers, talks, or meetings about these goals, career matters, or authority figures, or helping you move forward with sales, writing, interviews, short trips, or decisions in these areas. And then this is followed closely by a new moon solar eclipse on the 14th, which is incredibly powerful, launching you guys forward into something brand new or helping you guys take what you're already doing and move it into what comes next. And again, Capricorn, this is about your career. It's about your personal goals. It's about your status or fame, or it's about one of these authority figures. So be proactive in those second 2 weeks of the month, last 2 weeks of the month, sorry. Then we have a couple key dates that stand out. On October 3rd and 4th, Mars will activate something about the goals, the career, or something with one of these authority figures. And it brings in destiny and it brings in karma. And so you might be rebalancing the karmic give and take around one of those themes. You might be exiting something or seeing someone else exit because the karma has run its course. You might see a past life soul returning about one of those themes. There can be something destined about the home, a real estate deal, the move, the renovation, the parent, the roommate, the family in the story. And then between October 14th and 15th, when again something comes up that you hear about this authority figure or about the goal or the career, and there is the potential on these days to look at wounds, vulnerabilities, or healing involving home, family, real estate deals, moves, renovations, parents, or roommates. Then we have Venus moving into Virgo on the 8th of October and will travel there till the 8th of November. So during those 30 days, Capricorn, Venus is bringing the good stuff to travel or distant situations for you, or through legal agreements or educational pursuits, media, marketing interests, ceremonies, religion, or politics. And so you want to look for how Venus is showing up. Is she bringing love into those arenas for you? Is she bringing income flow? Is it about the beauty or the pleasure there? Either way, it should be a positive, so make the most out of that time frame. Coming out of months of being retrograde in your sign, Capricorn, and now ready to go direct on the 10th of the month. And Pluto is now going to be in direct motion into May of next year. So in the beginning part, while it's in Capricorn, this is about you now ready to make the changes you've been thinking about over these months behind you. You know, time to dig deeper, time to purge some things, time to evolve. What's going on with you, your body, your image, your brand, your name, your desires, your needs, how you're involved in the world. There could be Pluto themes about your own power, about financial, the financial side of life, about your sexuality, about how you're being impacted by a birth, a death, or a divorce, or any third-party influences. So we see the shift into direct motion, moving you forward into these changes, starting on the 10th. Next, we have a lot going on in Scorpio this month. So Capricorn, for you, that means in October, you are going to start to see more happening with friends, associates, or groups, or more going on online, or with parties, events, or gatherings. There could also be something about your aspirations or original projects during this month. So Mars moves into this territory on the 12th for the first time in a couple years, and it's going to travel here until November 24th. Capricorn, this means you're going to be feisty, more fired up, more motivated, more driven, more passionate in these arenas of life, but it also can from time to time spark anger or fights in those same arenas, so you want to be careful about that. But you can now make things happen here. On the 22nd, Mercury moves in and stays until November 10th. So now all of a sudden you're in talks or you're meeting with these friends or groups or online or about your aspirations or original projects, et cetera. And you can maybe focus on sales or writing or short trips or local activities with these things. And then on the 23rd, the sun moves into this territory for 30 days. This puts a spotlight on you, Capricorn, time for you to show up physically and be more involved, or time for you to make it personal or tie in your name or brand or image or needs in these and move yourself forward. And then finally, we have a very powerful full moon lunar eclipse on the 28th. This is in a good alignment to your sign, Capricorn. It is going to be bringing something to a climax for you in a powerful way, having to do with love in your life or a lover, your children, a creative project, a drama, an entitlement issue, or something recreational. So in one or more of those arenas, starting 4 to 5 days before the 28th, and then on the other side of that peak, 4 to 5 days on the other side, you can have some big climactic moment where you're wrapping things up and ending them, or when you are having breakthroughs, achievements, or celebrations with the kids, the lover, the creation, the recreation, the drama, or the entitlement. All right, so for Aquarius in October, there's a lot going on in Libra, which means for your sign, a lot more one-on-one experiences with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, etc., having to do with travel or distant situations, having to do with legal matters, educational pursuits, media marketing, publishing, or broadcasting interests, what's going on with ceremonies, religion, or politics. So Mercury enters this zone on the 4th and stays until the 22nd, during which time you can talk or meet with people. You can focus on sales or writing or agreements in any of those arenas and make decisions. Then there is that very powerful new moon solar eclipse on the 14th in this arena. So that opens up 2 weeks of powerful launch forward. Aquarius, you can now start something new, or you can take what you're already doing and move that into the new chapter or new direction with the travel, distant, legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political themes. Excuse my cough. I'm so sorry. Now, there are a few standout dates. So between October 3rd and 4th, Mars is going to fire you up. You're ready to do something, make something happen. You're more passionate. Maybe you're feisty and angry and fighting over it, you know, but Mars is triggering something to occur there. And this ties in with destiny as well as with karma. So you might be rebalancing some karmic give and take about one of those situations, or exiting something, or seeing someone else exit, or seeing a soul from a past life return. Or there might be some fated thing occurring right at this time. And this is tied into news coming in or talks or decisions being made with others at this time. Then between October 14th, 15th, again, there can be news or offers or decisions about one of these topics, but now it brings up the wounds, the vulnerabilities, or the healing potential in that story. All right, so then on the 8th, we have Venus moving into Virgo, and Venus will travel there until November 8th. So Aquarius, this is your part of the chart that has to do with sex and intimacy, has to do with your big financial interests, anything going on with births, deaths, or divorce, anything with third parties, or empowerment. So having Venus here, she should be helping smooth out rough edges. She should be attracting love into those stories or personal income into those stories or more beauty or pleasure in those stories. So she should be a good influence and see where that might take you. Pluto has been retrograde for months. And so on the 10th, Pluto finally goes direct again, which means you've had these months to kind of reassess what you wanted to do over, what you wanted to change. And now that change is going to be moving you forward. And Aquarius, this means change is now possible when it comes to your artistic talents or your artistic projects. Change is possible when it comes to your romantic life, when it comes to your spirituality, when it comes to karmic connections, when it comes to addictions, when it comes to secrets, when it comes to research or investigations or institutions. So watch the 10th and what is shifting gears as you're now ready to go deeper, to purge, to evolve, and to change things there moving forward. Then there is a lot going on in the sign of Scorpio this month. So Aquarius, that means for you, this is really going to amp up what is happening with big personal goals in your life, with your career and or your status, your fame, or any higher up authority type people. So Mars enters this zone on the 12th of October and stays until November 24th. This means you got more going on than you've had in a couple years. Mars is going to fire it up, get you busy, get you motivated, get you more passionate about those goals, career, status, fame, or authority figures, but as well can show up as anger or fights in those areas of life. So you do have to keep an eye on that so you don't derail your possibilities. Then on the 22nd, Mercury moves into this zone and will be here until November 10th. So Aquarius, now you can get into those talks or hear the offer or news coming in or meet with others or focus on the writing, sales, agreements, or decisions that involve these goals, your career, your status, your fame, the boss, the parent, the judge, the director, the producer, the teacher, the mentor, or the other authority figure. And then on the 23rd, the sun moves into this territory for 30 days. So Aquarius, you now have a big spotlight on you here. Time for you to show up. Time for you to pursue your interests, be involved with these goals, the career, the fame, or this authority figure, and really leading yourself forward in the direction of your interest in those areas. And then finally, we have that full moon lunar eclipse, a very powerful climax on the 28th. You can feel it in the 4 to 5 days leading up to it, as well as the 4 to 5 days on the other side of it, giving you a window of time when there can be these big climactic moments having to do with your home, a move, a renovation, real estate deals, your family, your parents, or your roommates. So look for big wrap-ups and endings there, or look for big achievements, breakthroughs, or celebrations there. All right, and for Pisces in October, first of all, there's a lot going on in Libra. So a lot of one-on-ones with, you know, partners, clients, specialist agents, attorneys, et cetera. And for Pisces, this has a financial context. So it could be about loans, debt, inheritance, taxes, investments, bankruptcies, alimony, child support, a partner's money, or whatever financial topic you might be dealing with a significant person. This is also your arena, Pisces, of sexuality and intimacy. So there could be something getting very active here with a romantic partner, sexually, intimately, reproductively. There could also be something with divorce if things have gone the wrong way for you, where you're meeting with an attorney about your partner and getting the divorce. This could also be about third-party influences and dealing with somebody. Maybe there's a competitor that you're dealing with an attorney over or something like that, right? So Mercury moves into this territory on the 4th through the 22nd. During that time, Pisces, it gives you that extra energy to kind of get into the talks or meetings with these folks about the finances or the sex or the divorce or the third party situations. You might have more writing, sales agreements, offers, or decisions during that time. And then by the 14th, that powerful new moon solar eclipse kicks in this territory. So Pisces, two strong weeks starting on the 14th, that can help you launch into something new financially, sexually, reproductively, with the divorce, with the birth or death, or with any third-party stories. Or you can take your current stories to that next chapter through those realms. Some standout days having to do with these themes could be October 3rd and 4th when Mars fires something up here. There's a lot of action here going on with this financial or sexual or third-party emotion. There's something karmic. There's something destined here. So this could have to do with rebalancing the karmic give and take. This could be a past life soul returning. This could be somebody exiting, having to do with one of these themes. And destiny taking place, having to do with your money or your possessions, your purchases, your products in the story. And then again, between October 14th and 15th, again, talks, news, meetings, offers, decisions about this financial, sexual, divorce, birth, death, third party situation, but now bringing up the wounds, the vulnerabilities, or any potential to heal something here when it comes to the money, purchases, possessions, or products in that story. All right, so next we have Venus moving into Virgo. So Pisces, this begins on October 8th and lasts until November 8th. And this time frame is fantastic for you guys when it comes to the Venus themes playing out with romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, or advocates. So look for Venus to smooth things out. Look for Venus to attract the love or the income flow with these people. Look for Venus to bring more beauty or pleasure with these people and enjoy this time frame. And then next we have Pluto coming out of months of retrograde and going direct on the 10th of October. And so in these months ahead, Pisces, you know, you've had time in the do-over and the slowdown to reassess the changes that have happened or the changes that you still wanted to make when it comes to your aspirations, your original projects, your friends, associates, groups, what you do online, what you do with astrology or charities or parties, events, or gatherings. And now as Pluto goes direct on the 10th, you're ready to kind of dive in deep, purge, make changes, evolve the story, and move this forward. All right, then we have a lot going on in Scorpio this month. So for Pisces, this has to do with your ninth house. So there may be more travel or situations playing out at a distance for you. There might be more involving legal matters. There might be more with higher education or with media, marketing, publishing, or broadcasting. Some of you guys might be involved in a ceremony, or some of you guys might be getting more active with religion, philosophy, or politics. So this kicks in on the 12th when Mars moves into this territory and stays here until November 24th. Pisces, you haven't had Mars here in a couple years, and it's going to fire things up. It's going to get you more motivated, more passionate, more active and busy with travel, legal, educational, media, distant, ceremonial, religious, political themes. It also could stir some anger or fights over something here. So try to lean into the more positive side of this. And Mercury shows up on the 22nd and will be here until November 10th. So Mercury brings the news, the talks, the offers, the meetings about those topics. It also can help you with sales, writing, interviews, agreements, or decisions about them. And right on the tails of that, the Sun moves into this same territory on the 23rd and will travel here for 30 days. Excuse me. And so this puts a big spotlight on you, Pisces. You're showing up. You're on the plane or in the courthouse or in the classroom or in front of the media cameras or, you know, at the ceremony or in the political or religious field. And, you know, you're pursuing your interests. You're standing out. You're shining. You're making it about what you want to be involved in here over those 30 days. And then finally this month, we have the powerful full moon lunar eclipse. It peaks on the 28th. You want to watch the 4 to 5 days leading up to it, as well as 4 to 5 days on the other side of it for climaxing moments. And Pisces, for you, this is about really big news, an important talk or meeting, an important interview or audition, something big happening with writing or agreements or sales, something big happening with a brother, sister, or neighbor, something big happening with a move, your vehicles, your electronics, a short trip, or community matter. And so whichever one of those it is for you, Pisces, things are building and building and building. You may be wrapping something up and ending it in one of those realms, or you may be having breakthroughs, achievements, or celebrations in one of those realms, but it is hitting its peak at the end of the month. So that is it for Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. Again, I want to remind the other nine signs that your show for October is up over at healthylife.net. You go to healthylife.net/radioshow/archivezm.htm. And that link is in the description of this show. If you just look down, you'll see it there. You can copy and paste it and go see about your signs. So I hope everybody has a very productive October. It is a big month for the world with these eclipses, and I'm sure it's going to be interesting. I will see you guys next time. Have a good one. Bye-bye.